were going over to Castle Avenue where Ireland is playing Canada. Over to you, Fergus.
Hello, good morning to you, Noel, and welcome to the home of Clontarf Cricket Club here at Castle Avenue for today's one-day international game between Ireland and Canada. In fact, it's the second of two one-day internationals. The first was played yesterday here at the same venue, and Ireland had a comprehensive victory, winning by 133 runs. And today, Ireland won the toss. Skipper William Porterfield elected to bat first. Play commenced at 10:15 this morning, and at the moment, Ireland have reached 83 for the loss of two wickets, and were in the 17th over. The wickets that have fallen, Ed Joyce was caught a magnificent catch in the slip area, one left-handed high up in the slip area by Rizman Chima off the bowling of Bide when he made 14. And just moments ago, Alex Cusack was bowled by Junaid Siddiqui for 21. But skipper William Porterfield, who opened the innings, he's still there. He's 43 not out, and Niall O'Brien is 2 not out. Incidentally, the first wicket fell when the score was on 19, and the second wicket when the score was on 78. And in fact, William Porterfield, of course, who opened the innings in the absence of Paul Sterling, who injured his neck last week playing in a four-day match against Canada, also aggravated it yesterday. He's out of the game today. But William Porterfield, going in at first wicket down yesterday, made 67. And as I said, he's 43 not out at the moment, so he's in good nick with the bat. Not a huge crowd gathered, of course, being a Tuesday game, and Canada, I suppose, wouldn't be the most attractive of visitors to these shores. But it is an important game, a one-day international game, very important for ranking purposes in ODIs, and Ireland will be anxious to get another victory here today. In fact, Ireland, as I said, played Canada in a four-day Intercontinental Cup game in Rathmines last week, and Ireland completed the victory in two of the 4 days, winning by an innings and 11 runs. So certainly going for the hat-trick of the three games against Canada. That's the end of the 17th over. So it's Ireland 84 for 2. As usual, our regular analyst Tom Pryor is here beside me, just watching the game too. And Tom, as I mentioned, Ireland winning very comprehensively last week and again yesterday. You'd be expect them to complete the hat-trick.
You would indeed, Fergus. They've got their full strength side out today. All the county players are home, and they're off to you would probably say, Fergus, a steady start. Nothing scintillating. Ed Joyce, as you said, was out to a superb catch at second slip, and William Porterfield is in good nick. Has been having a good season for Warwickshire, and he's 43 not out right now, and building on his 60 odd that he scored yesterday. So I'll hand you back to Fergus.
Yes, indeed. No, it's the 19th over of the innings from the city end. We call that end at here at Castle Avenue. And that ball was played through the gully area by William Porterfield. He gets another single. There's a man fielding right on the widish third man boundary. He raced around and prevented the second run. 44 now to William Porterfield, 85 for 2 Ireland. And just looking at the field now as Niall O'Brien faces this batsman is called, or bowler is called Rizwan Chima, and he's facing bowling to Niall O'Brien, who flashes at that one outside the off stump, doesn't connect, and it's taken well by the wicketkeeper, and there's no run. Just looking, there's a one slip, there's a backward cover, there's a extra cover, a long off. There's a man parading on the just in front of the clubhouse here, parading on the boundary in front of the rope, mid on, mid wicket, and long leg. As Chima bowls again, and Niall O'Brien, that there was a loud appeal there for LBW. It did hit Niall O'Brien in the pad, but he was well forward, and the umpire says not out. So that's a. No problem for Niall O'Brien. He did. He's a left-handed batsman. He put his right foot well forward, and it did appear from our angle that the ball was outside the line. Anyway, as he played the shot, so no run either, of course. So it's 85 for 2 in the 19th over. The scoreboard was just a little bit slow going up there when I last said there were 18 overs gone. I had said 17 because that's what the scoreboard had shown. But we're in the 19th over as Chima comes up again and bowls, and O'Brien plays that ball directly to the man at the extra cover, and again there's no run. Niall O'Brien, who yesterday played, of course, in the game. He made 10 yesterday from memory. Just check my notes from yesterday's match. No, I'm wrong. He made 37. It was John Mooney who made 10. Niall O'Brien made 37 yesterday before he was out. So he's in a reasonable nick and has a very, very good season for County North Hants across the water. Chima again bowls, and O'Brien just plays that delicately into the slip area. Thought about a single, but it was well fielded, and there's definitely no run. Ireland, as Tom said, at full strength for this game. The English-based players over here for this game, William Porterfield, of course, the captain, he plays for Warwickshire, and Ed Joyce, of course, playing for Sussex, and Niall O'Brien also, he's a North Hants player. Boyd Rankin, of course, he plays for Warwickshire too. George Dockrell, who's on the books of Somerset, but they're all here today. They weren't available last week for the 4-day international game. George was, but the others weren't because of the commitment with their counties across the water. But anyway, Niall O'Brien played the next ball out to the guy deep at the covered area, and they just get through for a single. O'Brien moves on to 3, 44 not out to William Porterfield, and the score is 86 for the loss of 2 wickets after 19 overs.
Fergus was outlining the importance of the rankings as regards the results of these games. Under a new structure, there's an 8-team league, and each team plays the other team twice. And the winners and the runners-up of this league will gain automatic qualification to the next World Cup in Australia. So these games are of very, very significant importance to Ireland. And so far, so good today. 86 for 2 off 19 overs.
Yes, indeed. And as Tom said, eight teams, so seven opponents, so 14 games in all to be played in this ODI tournament. And Ireland, of course, anxious to be in the first or second spot to gain that automatic qualification. And of course, there was talk originally after the World Cup earlier this year. We all remember the Ireland team when they beat England. We'll never forget that victory in Bangalore, I think it was, when Ireland beat them, and the wonderful innings by Kevin O'Brien. But then the powers that be wanted to reduce the number of participating countries from 14 down to 10, which would have left the associate countries, including Ireland, out of it. But there was a hue and cry from all quarters of the world, and the cricketing fans and players, etc., and the ICC had a second thought about it, and they've allowed these two teams that will qualify, and there's also a qualifying tournament as well to allow two other teams to qualify for the next World Cup, and hopefully Ireland will be there, and that next World Cup is in Australia in 2015. Now it's Siddiqui bowling to William Porterfield, who flashes at that one outside the off stump. It goes to the guy at Deepish Gully, and straight to him, and there's no run. It's 89 for 2, 19 overs have been bowled, 46 not out to Porterfield, and 4 not out to Niall O'Brien.
I'll do it.
It's a single there to William Porterfield. He moves on to 47, and one run there to 47 to William Porterfield. So it's now going on to 90 for the loss of 2 wickets. We're in the 20th over. Certainly, it's still under 4 and over, but Ireland will be hoping that they get close to, or maybe over, the 300 mark in their in this innings, which they did yesterday. They had over 300 yesterday in the 50 overs, and as I said, won by 133 runs. Now, another single there, this time to Niall O'Brien. He's moved on to 5, and it's 91 for 2 at the end of the 20th over.
Ireland, with this team structure, Fergus, are in a very handy position, knowing that the batsmen to come are all people that just, as they say in cricket terms, get a move on. You've got Kevin O'Brien, you've got John Mooney, you've got Trent Johnson, you've got George Dockrell, and Gary Wilson. Gary Wilson, I think Fergus got a 50 yesterday. So you've got a lot of batters to come who are quite capable of upping the momentum. And so at 91 of 20 overs, with 30 overs to go, I think you're right, Fergus, they should be aiming for the very high 200s.
Yes, indeed. Let's hope so anyway. And one of the things, one of the highlights of today is that Trent Johnston is today appearing for the 150th time for his country. Trent Johnston, 150 caps today, and he certainly will get a special ovation when he takes the field later on. I don't know whether he'll actually come out to bat. Ireland may not lose. I think he'll be, he's a tail-ender batting for Ireland, so but certainly he'll open the bowling for Ireland. But it's a wonderful achievement, 150 caps for Ireland, Trent Johnston today. Now, the 21st over, and it's Chima again bowling to William Porterfield, and he tried to flick that ball round the corner, backward of square leg, just didn't time it right, and the ball just flicked his pad and went straight forward in front of the wicket. The wicketkeeper ran around, picked it up, and there's no run. So it's still 92 for 2 Ireland in the 21st over, as Chima again from the city end comes in, bowls, and that's a short ball, and Porterfield just played a gentle shot down to the man at deepish mid-on, and they run through for a comfortable single. One more run to William Porterfield, and who moves on to 48 now, just close to his half-century. 48 not out to William Porterfield, 6 not out to Niall O'Brien, and it's 93 for 2. Chima again, this time to O'Brien, bowls, and he flashes that one through the covered area, but there is the man feeling right in front of the clubhouse here, and he just feels it well, throws it into the wicketkeeper, so they're restricted just to one more run to O'Brien, and he'll move on to 7, and it's 94 for 2 Ireland, as I said, in the 21st over.